Archers for week 17 to 22 November 2002.
At home farm, Jennifer's not in a forgiving mood.
Have you finished with your cup, Brian?
What? Oh, yes, thanks, I.
No more coffee?
No, I'm fine, no. Delicious, though, just how I like it.
Good. It's a pity there wasn't a bit more of it on Friday.
What?
Coffee, on Friday.
Oh, yes.
Might have sobered you up a bit.
Look, Jenny, I don't know how many more times I can say it. I really am sorry.
No, I don't know how many more times you can say it either. Tell me, is it my imagination, or are these Borders of Land meetings getting more and more frequent?
More? No, I don't think so.
Oh, I seem to remember one in the summer. July, wasn't it, that ended exactly the same way, with you getting so boozed up you couldn't drive and had to stay the night somewhere.
Jenny, I really am sorry.
It's at that time, at least you were compass mentis enough to tell me what was going on, instead of just stuttering and burbling down the phone.
Look, I didn't realise how much I'd... Yeah, I'm afraid I was pretty out of it on Friday.
Yeah, I could tell.
Well, it won't happen again.
Well, it had better not, else I shall have to have a word with Matt Crawford when I next see him.
Yes.
Oh, if you don't mind, I've got to get on with the lunch.
Yes, of course.
And you haven't forgotten Debbie and Simon coming over, have you?
No, of course not.
Good. I'm sure you must have plenty to do on the farm.
Yes, I'll go and have a look at the deer, I think. Take some forage up to the ewes.
Right. They'll be here about 12:30.
I'll be back in good time.
Perhaps you could make sure there's some wine ready. We're having lamb.
Leave it to me.
Right, then. Well, off you go.
Jenny... I behaved absolutely shabbily on Friday, I admit it. But you can't go on punishing me.
I'm not punishing you. Don't be ridiculous.
All right, but if there's anything I can do...
To make it up to me?
Well, yes.
There is something, actually. You can be around a bit this week, particularly on Wednesday.
Of course.
It's your birthday. And I thought we'd have a little family celebration, a supper. I've already mentioned it to Debbie and Simon.
Lovely.
Yes, I thought you'd like that. Just you and your nearest and dearest.
Elizabeth!
Oh, hi, Debbie. What are you doing in Felbersham?
Oh, it's a long story. It's Dad's birthday this week, and Mum had ordered him this special hand-painted tie, which Simon was supposed to pick up on Friday, but he couldn't because he had to chair a meeting.
Oh, one of those stories.
And she's expecting us to take it over when we go for lunch today.
So you've ended up doing it.
Yeah. Isn't the supermarket in Borchester here for you?
Oh, well, this lot isn't for me, it's for Siobhan.
Oh, she's finding it tough carrying stuff, is she? When's the baby due?
No, she's had it. Last week.
Really?
Yeah, Thursday. A boy. I was there.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yes, water birth and everything.
Wow, and they're both okay?
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Oh, it's a good job she's got you. No, I mean, it must be hard for her with no one else around. Hey, maybe I could pop over and see her sometime. I'd love to see the baby.
Yeah, it's just, well, things are pretty chaotic when they're tiny.
Oh, don't mind, I won't stay long.
Well, I'm sure she'd love to see you, but maybe you'd better ring before you go, you know, but...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Have you got her number? Oh, no, we'll have it at home from all that translation work she got done for Dad.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, yeah. I better go. Mum's doing Sunday lunch.
Oh, lucky you.
So I'll spread the word about the baby, set the Bush Telegraph beating in Ambridge.
Yeah.
Mum ought to have a birth, death and marriages section on her website. Who knows? Perhaps I'll have some baby news of my own to put on it one day.
Oh, Debbie. Well, you know, how are things with Simon?
They're good.
Really?
Yeah. I've been surprised myself. I thought the atmosphere would be really awkward, but... We seem to be completely back to how we were, you know, normal.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I'm fine. And Simon, yeah, he's back to his usual self.
I don't see why we had to meet here.
We're meeting here, Jeanette, because it's a perfectly innocent place for two people, a mere lecturer and the wife of his head of department, to meet up by chance.
What's wrong with my place?
Judging by what happened there on Friday, I think I'd have trouble putting your place and innocent in the same sentence.
It was good, though, Simon.
Oh, yes.
Very good. It just seems such a waste of time, and Sandy's away till tonight.
Don't you think the waiting adds a certain frisson?
Frankly, I'd rather have the here and now.
I'm here, okay? Look, I daren't come over to your place this morning.
Daren't?
I only had an hour.
Hey, I wouldn't have minded.
Oh, no. I'd have hated to start something I couldn't finish.
Well, when you put it like that, what are you doing later on?
No good, I'm afraid. I've got lunch with the in-laws. I'm sure we'll get an opportunity during the week. When's Sandy away again?
He has got some boring academic dinner on Friday.
Friday?
If I can wait that long.
Yeah, Friday it is. Or sooner, if possible.
Kiss me.
Jeanette.
Come on, no one's looking.
You're dangerous.
And you're very attractive.
Why, hey, listen, I really have to go.
Okay, until Friday then.
Now.
Or sooner.
So how is he? I mean, how are you?
Oh, fine. Aren't we all?
Now, Siobhan, come on, tell me. I mean, eating, sleeping?
It's fine. Great.
No, really, I want to know. What's been happening since I saw you?
Since yesterday. Well, the day passed, and,
yes.
Oh, yeah, in the evening, I got him off to sleep at about 9, and, I just pottered about, really.
You should be resting.
Well, I was. I sat and watched him most of the day. Just breathing. Breathing.
Oh, it's tearing me up being away from you both.
Then he woke up about, I suppose, midnight.
Yes, like an amputation.
And I fed him again, and we both sort of dozed off together on the bed.
Oh, God, I wish I'd been there. Look, I just don't know when I'm going to be able to get over and see you.
Oh.
As Jenny's been pretty off with me. Today is impossible. I've been trying to establish when she's going to be
out. Look, whenever. We're not going anywhere.
But I just want to be with you.
I know. Thanks for being here on Friday.
Oh, I didn't want to leave. Oh, dear. It's the WI on Tuesday. She may go to that.
Okay.
But I'll whiz over tomorrow in the day if I can. I mean, is there anything you need?
Don't think so.
Food, nappies?
I know. Elizabeth's doing all that. I'm being well looked after.
Yes, but I want to look after you, both of you.
I know you do. Do you want to hear him again?
Oh, yes, please.
Here, hang on. There. He's saying hello.
Hello, Rory. It's your daddy.
Oh, this'll be Elizabeth. I'll have to go.
Oh, but...
God, I think he needs changing.
Oh, okay, then. Oh, look, I'll ring again later.
Okay, bye-bye.
I love you.
Yeah, and you. Bye-bye.
Siobhan?
Hi.
Hello. Oh, he's awake.
Well, he's going off, but I'm not sure if I have to change him first.
Let's see. Oh, no, he's fine.
Really?
Yeah, don't risk waking him up.
Okay, then.
You don't want to put him down to sleep, do you?
Nope, not really.
You're not going to be able to keep him to yourself forever. News is spreading fast.
Oh?
Yep, soon you'll have the whole village over here. Mum wants to come for a start. Oh. And Nigel's got a special bottle of champagne to wet the baby's head.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Oh, and Debbie's threatening to visit.
Oh, yeah?
I told her she'd have to ring first.
Oh, yeah, right, of course.
Siobhan, you're not really with it, are you? Did you get any sleep?
Oh, well, fits and starts, you know.
Come on, put him down and you have a rest.
I'm fine, honestly. I'll just sit down here and hold him.
Siobhan?
Yeah, just till he drops off. How about that? Hey, Rory.
Honestly, Brian, I thought you'd got more sense.
I'm sorry, Jenny.
At least Debbie could see the funny side.
I bought her this shirt for her birthday. It's lovely on her. At least it was.
I said I'm sorry. I didn't know the blessed you was going to have the squits all over.
You shouldn't have got her looking at its feet in the first place. It was supposed to be her day off.
Oh, I'm sure she didn't mind.
Well, I do. Oh, I'll put this on to spin later or lunch will be ruined.
What are we having?
Oh, saddle of lamb. Hassett Hills, of course.
Mm. And before you ask, Diane, don't worry. Debbie and I won't talk marketing strategies all through lunch.
Good.
I'd much rather chew over all the Ambridge gossip.
I don't know that there is that much.
No? Well, Debbie heard a bit of scandal this morning.
Oh, yes?
About Siobhan Hathaway. She's had the baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little boy. Last Thursday.
Oh, a boy. Oh, well, good luck to her.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Will you be sending a card, Brian?
Me? Why should I?
Well, isn't she a colleague of yours?
Hardly.
not really. She's fixed a bit of translating, that's all.
Oh, right, sorry. I guess I misunderstood. Good sherry, Brian.
Glad you're enjoying it. Let me give you a top-up.
Thanks.
We'll have to get a very special bottle or two out on Wednesday, won't we, darling, for your birthday celebration?
Oh, yes, we're looking forward to it. If you're sure you can stand us twice in one week.
Of course. It would have been nice to have all the family around. Have you sorted the wine, Brian?
Yes, it's all decanted.
What on earth did you bother with that for?
I just thought, as we've got guests...
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's only Debbie and Simon.
Yeah, you know me. I'll drink it straight from the
bottle,
if necessary.
It's just more washing up.
Well, I was doing...
But I don't suppose it'll be you chasing the dregs round with a bottle brush all afternoon, will it?
I think I'll take Debbie or Sherry. She must have changed by now.
I hope she's found something decent of mine.
I would think she'd be spoiled for choice. Call us if there's anything you want us to do, Jennifer.
Yes, I know.
That's all right. She's got me.
That's okay, then. Debbie?
I'm just coming.
Oh, hey.
What do you think?
Gorgeous.
I'm not sure plum's really my colour.
It should be.
It's a bit tight.
Looks fine from where I'm standing. Oh, velvet.
Yeah, it feels a bit funny. It's all sort of slithery and something.
Will you stop that? Oh, we'll never get as far as lunch.
Oh, well. We've got all afternoon.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Me neither.
Hey, I know.
What?
A toast.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just for you and me.
Okay.
To us. To new beginnings.
Oh.
Kenton's making the most of the social opportunities at the stables.
And the elephant says,
Not really.
Uh-oh, it's a fun place. I'll see you, mate.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Shula.
Kenton, I thought Alistair had told you.
Told me what?
Not to distract the builders.
I wasn't.
It'll be dark in an hour. They've got to get on while they can.
I was just asking him some leading questions about load-bearing walls in my cafe premises.
Yes, and that's another thing.
Oh, yeah?
I've been having a chat with Lucy Akehurst.
I don't think I'm...
No, I hope you don't. She's in my beginner's class.
Lucky her.
And she happened to mention that you'd approached her mother about putting $5,000 into your cyber cafe.
Oh. Well, I may have mentioned it in passing.
Kenton.
Well, she was just standing, watching. You know, she had half an hour to spare, so
that's
I thought...
That's not the point. I'd be very grateful if you wouldn't proposition my clients about your cyber cafe or anything else.
The thing is, Shuli, you know, real money up front would look a lot more impressive on my business plan than some vague figures. I mean, you must see that.
Yes, your business plan. I was meaning to ask you, when we said you could use the computer...
I'm very grateful.
We didn't expect to find all our settings had been mucked up.
Oh, dear, have they?
Oh, when do you think you'll be finished?
Next couple of days at the outside.
Good.
Yeah, I want to get it to Usha by the end of the week. She's going to discuss it with her brother.
Good.
You know it's not for me, don't you, this cyber cafe thing? It's for Mariel, so I can start sending Mal some proper maintenance. Be a proper dad.
Oh, Kenton.
Oh, talking of which, have you heard Siobhan's had a baby?
Yes, Mum mentioned it.
I can't wait to get over there.
You're going to go and see her?
Of course. Got to see who the sprog looks like. See if I can guess who the father is.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Dad.
Oh, hiya.
I'm here on a mission, drumming up support for my rehearsal tonight.
Oh, I'll be there, don't worry.
This Christmas carols thing? Hmm. Oh, yeah, count me in.
Oh, are you sure?
Of course. Carols by candlelight, log fires, mulled wine and mince pies. Beats Christmas on the beach by a mile.
Debbie's really fired up about Hassett Hills at the moment, so I thought I ought to show Willing.
Well, I don't mind having a flip through my address book for you.
Oh, that'd be great, Tom. Thanks.
Most of my contacts are organic, of course. There's a few who are only interested in taste and traceability.
Yeah, the butchers are probably ones we've already thought of, but there might be some restaurants we haven't tried.
Yeah, sure. And there's new ones springing up all the time. You've got to keep moving in this game, David.
Yeah, that's what takes the time.
Tell me about it. Still, all my plugging away at Underwood's finally paid off.
Yeah?
buy Christmas pudding sausages.
Oh, right.
They're starting to sell them next month.
Ah.
Switch on, one of us has got some good news in our house.
Oh, I know your dad's a bit of a professional pessimist.
Mum's as bad right now.
Why? I'd have thought your shop was a license to print money this time of year.
Don't you believe it?
Oh, come on. The prices you can charge.
Well, the turnover's okay, yeah, but there's not that much profit. Not once you've taken out the overheads. Wages, business rates.
Oh, I suppose so.
We've still got to shift loads of those potatoes that Dad took back from the co-op. And the price we're getting for our milk. Don't even go there.
Oh, well, welcome to the cheap seats. Our best hope's the producer group. They've set up a local branch.
Yeah, you said.
Ruth's got the inaugural meeting on Thursday.
Well, good luck.
We'll need it. Anyway, what about Helen's cheese? I thought that was going to be a great money spinner.
Yes, there is the chance for a quiet moment of satisfaction there. Well,
there you are, then.
For me, I mean. I think sales are best described as slow.
Oh.
Hiya.
Oh, hi.
Afternoon, Kirsty.
Oh, it's getting muddy up here. You all set for later?
Me?
The carols by candlelight practice. Oh, we are going.
Oh, that.
You must. Dad needs the numbers.
Are you going then?
Well, no.
Kirsty,
but
I really don't fancy it.
Oh, but you said. I've got the night off specially.
Well, that's great. We can go out and enjoy ourselves.
Oh, we'll enjoy this.
You might, with Brenda and Hayley and the girls.
Just give it a go. Please.
I am actually aging here.
Oh, okay. But I reserve the right to quit.
Good man.
Oh, thanks. Love you.
Yeah, well, I think I'll need a drink first. I'll see you on the Bull. About seven?
Poor Dad. It is just what he was dreading. Too many women and not enough men.
Story of my life.
Good for the parish council tonight. That means no George or Neil, nor Auntie Chris, for that matter.
Mm.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Shula. Take no notice.
No, come on. What is it?
I was just wondering whether Oliver will have gone to Italian on his own.
Of course. You're usually at that on a Monday, aren't you?
I'd already decided I was going to skip it this week. I may not go back.
Why ever not? You don't really think he fancies Cosima?
Oh, I don't know. And I know I'm being stupid. I mean, if he does want to chat her up, I've given him the perfect opportunity.
Oh, this isn't like you.
Yeah, but I'm not like me at the moment. I feel jealous and insecure and unattractive and all over the place.
You don't think, well, you don't think it could be hormones?
Hormones?
Yes, hormones.
You're saying I'm menopausal? Thank you very much.
Get off.
Caroline, would you mind not doing that with the music, please?
Sorry, Phil. Sorry.
Yes, sorry, Dad.
Oh, I think this is all we're going to get. We may as well start.
Oh, no, look, reinforcements.
We haven't missed anything, have we?
Sorry, we're a bit late.
That's all right. Here you are. Hmm? We're starting on page 4.
Oh, okie dokie.
As you can see, I put the men's section near the piano.
Right.
So, when you're ready.
What did I tell you, Kenton? You, me and Mr. Booth outnumbered 10-1 by women.
Yeah, in certain circumstances, I say that was the perfect ratio, but, well, these aren't those circumstances.
Mm.
Come along, gentlemen. Places, please.
Pip's gone to sing carols with Phil. David's singing to a heifer. The boys are in bed, so I thought I'd put my feet up and see how you were doing.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Pet. I'm doing fine.
Really? What have you done today?
Oh, listen to that. Donna Joy popped in from over the road.
Oh, that's nice. How was the weekend away? The lakes, was it?
That's right. Had a lovely time. Oh, well, there was a bit mixed mind.
Well, it was lovely here earlier.
Do a wash and hang it out.
Yeah?
Oh, that silly washer. You know, the seal's not very good on the door.
Yeah?
I went to put the line out, and when I came back in, there was water and soap all over the floor.
Oh,
I just couldn't think what to do. And I went to shout for your dad, and
oh, Mum, listen, it's all right. Oh, Mum, don't cry.
Oh, John. I'm
Mum, sorry. Mum, listen. Do you want me to come up again? Come and stay?
Well, that can't exactly be said to have gone with a swing.
Oh, come on, Dad. That's quite a tall order when your big finale is Silent Night.
What exactly were you expecting, Kenton?
I don't know. I thought it was about making a joyful sound. That's what you promised us, Dad.
Well, yes, I know I did, and That's what I'm still hoping for. If I can get a few more singers along.
Don't worry, Dad. I'm sure more will join as we get closer to Christmas.
Maybe.
And there is one consolation. At least Linda didn't turn.
Yes, that's true. But it's some decent male voices we need.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I mean, it's all very well to say more people will come as time goes on, but everyone's so busy.
I know. Caroline missed her Italian class, especially.
Oh, did you? Well, I'm sorry, Caroline. I'm sure that would have been much more entertaining.
Possibly.
Oh, well, I better round up Pip and get her home.
Night-night, Dad.
Night, Phil. Don't be too downhearted.
Yeah, we'll do our best, Dad. You know, built them out for you.
Well, that's very reassuring. Come on, Pip. I've been wondering where you are.
Ooh, back to the ball, then.
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
No, I want to go home, thanks.
And me.
But see if you can talk anyone else in there into joining.
Oh, Jolene's interested, but she can't always get away.
She could probably just make it up on the night.
Exactly. And if you see, oh, I don't know, Bert, Mike, anyone, for goodness sake, tell them to come along.
Will do. Come on, then, you two.
See you.
Night. Night.
Bye. Right, well, home to take the answering machine, I suppose.
Oh, Caroline. You know what you've got to do, don't you?
Yeah. Talk to Oliver about it all. Properly.
Rose, what are you doing?
It's all right. I'm just...
Oh!
Oh, you lefty. Put the phone down and get on with whatever it is.
No, Mum. I'm not letting you off this phone until I'm sure you're all right. I'm just making some cocoa for when Pip comes in, and I expect David will want some too.
Well, this is just it. How on earth you can say you can come up here and stay indefinitely when you've got David and the Bens to think of?
They'd cope. It's only cocoa.
I wouldn't hear of it.
And you know what Jill's like. She'd have moved in here before I was even on the train.
For the last time, no. I had a little thing go wrong today and it just got to me, that's all.
Well, you get that engineer out first thing in the morning, OK?
Yes, I promise.
And look, if you won't let me come to Prudder, why don't you think about coming down here for a bit?
Oh, Pat, it's really not the answer, is it?
Why not?
Your dad's gone, love. I've got to learn to be on my own.
Just for a couple of weeks.
It's only putting things off. It's best that I learn to cope on my own from the start.
Sorry, you rang out there. Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's David in now. Look, I'll give you a ring tomorrow.
All right, then. But think about it. Yeah?
Night, bed. Love to all of you.
And you, Mum. Night.
Night, love.
How is he?
Oh, not great.
Dear. Oh, sweetheart.
Sorry. Sorry.
Don't be silly.
But I am. Oh, I don't want Pip to see me like this. I'm lucky. Got you and the kids. She just misses him. And I miss him too. For her sake as well as mine.
Of course you do.
I just never imagined. It's just so hard.
There's work to be done, but Eddie's absented himself.
I'll get that one for you, Mum. It's too heavy.
Thanks, William. Oh, it's marvellous, isn't it? Your dad's known since the beginning of last week we was going to have to make stalls for this thing at Willow Farm.
I'm sorry my dad was so moody about the bar.
Oh, it's not your fault, Emma. Love, can't say I blame him, really. Look, here's another decent bit.
Tart.
So what does Eddie do? He waits till him and Edward's got a couple of days' work with the JCB and then announces we got to sort out the woodpile.
He still wants to open this Christmas world thing at the end of the month.
It's out of December.
Exactly. It's Advent that weekend, you see. That's when people start thinking about Christmas. Well, if they ain't already.
They had crackers and Underwoods in August.
That's just ridiculous. Here you are, Emma.
It's all going to be outdoors now?
Yeah, in the yard. Little stalls with sort of canopies.
What about Santa's Grotto? That's got to be inside.
The best we can come up with for that is that outbuilding in Mike's where he parks the milk van.
Thought we said grotto, not grime.
Oh, no, it ain't perfect, but...
Oh, we'll make it okay. We can do it with tinsel and them shiny strip things.
Once we've cleared it out, yeah.
Well, we could do that.
Oh, thanks. No, but listen, Mum, I'll help you out when I can.
Very good of you, love, but this is your busy time.
Brian Aldridge just leaves him and Greg to get on with it. He's not a bit interested.
Well, he's got other things on.
He don't say no to the shoot fees, though, does he? Oh, here, Clary, what's happening about food at this thing?
Well, me and Betty was thinking about that. We're going to make a load of cakes and mince pies to sell on the stall.
Yeah.
And then we're serving stuff they can eat when they browse around, you know. Eddie and Mike had these big ideas, of course. Wanted to do mulled wine, if you please. But me and Betty stood on that.
Oh, you'd need a licence.
I said. Bad enough they'll be selling cider under the counter. And Eddie's still trying to talk me into making brandy butter.
Never gives up, does he?
So it's tea, coffee, squash, mince pies.
Well, if I can help at all, I could probably get some of those big platters from work. You know, look like silver, but they're really cardboard.
Oh, yeah, great.
And I could help with the cooking?
I've got to get on with that, you know. We thought we'd start the cakes at the weekend. I can always stick the mince pies in the freezer.
Not tonight, though, Em. We're going to the cinema, yeah?
I know, that scary thing you keep telling me I want to see.
Tonight's no good for me, neither. No, 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 it's the WI. Hungarian Rhapsody, it's called.
Oh, Chaba.
Shula. Hi.
I won't hold you up, but can I have a word?
I was just going to take the cows back up.
I wondered if you needed a lift.
It's all right. Jilly's taking me there.
Oh, good. And she's told you the usual format?
Yes, I think so.
You talk for about half an hour and then take questions.
That's what I'm expecting.
Great. Then there'll be tea and biscuits. Homemade.
Excellent.
So I'll see you at 7:30 then.
Right. See you there. Bye.
Bye.
Afternoon, Sheila.
Oh, hello, Bert. I was about to come looking for you.
I've been tagging some silage up to the ewes.
And the cows, I suppose.
But they'll be coming in soon. Probably the end of the week, probably. They're ready for it now.
I'm sure they are. It's more work for you, though.
Oh, it'll fall on Chaba, most of it.
It's a good thing he's settled in so well.
He's not afraid of hard work, I'll say that for him.
No.
And anything the two of us can do to take the strain off Ruth at the moment, well...
Oh, Bert, that's sweet of you. I'm sure it's a help.
Oh, she's still very cut up about her dad, ain't she?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Oh, looked rotten this morning, she did.
Oh, dear. And poor Heather's finding it tough too, apparently.
Janet said she'd pop in, see Ruth again sometime. No, Ruth's not exactly churchy.
Oh, but... it's not going to do any harm, is it? I don't think you can ever have too many people to talk to.
No, no. I've been in touch with the church wardens from Penny Asset and Edgley, by the way.
Oh, good. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
I'm getting together a list of retired clergy and readers for when Janet leaves, and another list of people who could lead a service but not preach.
Oh, thanks, Bert. Oh, there's so much to do. It's going to be a long PCC meeting tomorrow, I can see.
Has your dad agreed to come on the lay group and take charge of choosing the hymns and that?
Yes, although he's a bit fed up about the state of music in the parish at the moment, poor thing.
How come?
Well, we had the first rehearsal last night for the Carols by Candlelight, and it wasn't very well attended, especially by men.
Oh, dear.
I don't suppose you'd be interested in coming along, would you?
I don't know. I don't mind singing hymns in church.
Well, that's all this is, really.
Is it? I mean, I thought it was a choir.
No, it's nothing that formal. He's not even holding auditions.
Oh. And you don't have to wear a fancy suit or nothing on the night?
No, of course not.
Well, perhaps I'll think about it then.
Well, there's another rehearsal next week. Can I tell him you'll be there?
Well...
Now, I must get going. I don't want to be late for Chabba's talk. I'll tell Dad.
Do you know something, Sheila?
What?
You are getting more and more like your mother.
Oh, thanks.
And she's the most persuasive woman in the village.
Honestly, Chaba, congratulations. We haven't gone on this late for ages.
You think they enjoyed it?
Oh, yes. You did, didn't you, Clary?
Yeah, and so did everyone else. Everyone I've talked to, anyway.
I hope you didn't mind all those questions, but you really got people going.
I hope maybe some will visit Hungary now.
Oh, I'd love to go.
Oh, yes, all those beautiful old buildings.
And the sound of them hot spas, eh? And fancy our Edward the Eighth, like in your apricot... What's it going?
Balinka.
Yeah, you're right, Prickot Palinka.
Not just any palinka, Clary. The palinka of Ketchkemi, where I come from.
It is the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I bet it was a great consolation to him after the abdication.
Are you all still here?
Oh, evening, Bert.
Hello, Clary. I was expecting my Frieda home half an hour ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to blame Chubba. He had us all enthralled.
Well, I've had her cocoa on the stove, off the stove, back on the stove.
Yeah, she's in the kitchen, I think. Shall I go and root her out?
Oh, yes, please, Sugar.
Okay. I ought to be going to. Thanks for a great evening, Chubba.
My pleasure.
No.
Cheerio.
Good night, Clary.
Oh, went down all right then, your talk?
I think so. Only they do some strange things at this WI.
Like what?
Everybody has to bring a teapot. And they ask me to choose which is the best.
That'll be the competition. There's always a competition every meeting.
But a competition for teapots?
Oh, that'll be because of who you replaced. See, the speaker who dropped out was going to do humorous teapots, so the competition would have been linked to that.
Ah, now I see. I had forgotten about the teapot man.
And there's always a raffle as well. Did they make you draw that?
That too was embarrassing. The first ticket I picked was Fallon's.
Fallon's?
Yeah. She received a bubble bath. She says it is her mother's favourite.
Well, very nice, I'm sure. But what was she doing here?
I don't know.
Oh, I see. She's come to see you.
I guess so.
So where is she now? They buttonholed her about going on the committee, I expect.
She's waiting for me in the bull.
Well, you better get off then.
Yes, though I don't know if she'll be very pleased to see me.
Oh?
Mrs. Woolley wants me to give her this.
Ah, a membership form.
I can already hear her, as if.
Frieda's just putting away the last few cups. She won't be a moment.
Oh. Ashula, I must find your mother and say goodnight.
Oh, she's there. Look, with Jennifer.
Ah, yes.
I can't get you to change your mind.
Well, you know I'd love to.
I'll drive you to work tomorrow.
Stop tempting me. Come. I haven't been home since Friday.
They'll live.
And so will you if I don't stay over for once.
I don't know about that, Em.
No, it's no good. I have to go home.
Oh.
Really?
Okay. But tell you what, then.
What?
Just to show there's no hard feelings, why don't we pull up in the country park for a bit?
You... Right.
Great. It'll be romantic.
With the rain tipping down.
And the clouds scudding across the moon. And the pheasants roosting. And the owls hooting. And the vixens crying. Hey!
Stop it. First you take me to that scary film.
Oh, I thought it was great. It was a really good idea.
And then you bring me up here where it's all dark and spooky.
Oh, you've got me with you.
My hero.
I'll look after you.
Yeah?
Yeah. And if you want to hang on to me tight, well, I don't... What's that?
What's what?
Stay here.
Will?
Lock the door.
What?
Just do it.
Will, don't. Will.
Thanks again, Chubba.
It was my pleasure. I'm sorry I didn't choose your teapot.
Oh, I'll get over it.
Good night. See you tomorrow, Bert.
Yeah, night, Chubba.
Bye. Oh, Bert, while we've got a minute.
Yes?
I've been talking to Mum. You know, even with your list of people who could take services for us, I think we're going to have to settle for fewer in the village and more held jointly with the other parishes.
Well, we don't have that many here as it is. I was hoping we could struggle through much the same.
Yeah, I know, but to be honest, I think it's unlikely. Especially around the festivals.
Well, I suppose it's a good job we've still got Janet here for Christmas at least.
Yes, it is. But I can't imagine we'll have a replacement by Easter.
Oh, that's such a busy time for the vicar.
I know, but we've coped before.
Well, we haven't much choice, I suppose.
No.
We'll have to start thinking about a collection for Janet. What sort of send-off we're going to give her.
Well, perhaps we can discuss that at the PCC.
I wonder what sort of thing she'd like.
Perhaps each parish will want to do its own thing.
Oh, surely one big get-together makes more sense. If she's got to go to a doing every parish, well, she'd be blotto.
That's true. Oh, do you remember that harvest supper when she had to do a tour of all the churches?
Oh.
She was so full by the time she got to us, she had to leave her piece of pie under the lectern.
Poor Janet. Now, she's too polite, that's her trouble.
I know. I'm sure she'll go along with whatever we suggest. But you never know, she might prefer a quiet send-off.
Well, like a sherry and presentation after her last service.
Well, yes, maybe.
Will. Oh, thank God.
Police, quick.
What?
Ring the police on your mobile.
Will, what's going on?
Phone him.
I'm finding it. Just tell me.
Oh, that's all right. They're not following. They've got to get back to their van anyway.
Not following who? What?
Have you found that phone yet?
Yep, here.
Oh, poaches the nerve. Loading up a deer carcass.
Oh, Will.
Phone him.
Okay. Police, please.
Give it here once you're through. I'll give them directions.
Never mind that. Did they say it was you? Did they have a gun? Will!
And still on a charm offensive with Debbie.
Oh, just what I needed.
You're not saying Frida's beaten me in the great lasagna cookout.
Frida doesn't beat you in any department.
I'm pleased to hear it.
It was just a lot better than a monkey sandwich in the tractor cab, that's all.
That's what I thought. And when a third student called in sick.
And what is it? Flu?
I didn't ask. I'm their tutor, not their physician.
Mm-hmm, true.
I thought, well, I can stay here and mark these essays, or I can drive over to Ambridge and take that sexy wife of mine, whom I don't deserve, out to lunch.
I see.
And give her the news that the survey on our future home is all set up for tomorrow.
What?
Yep, I called him to check.
Simon, you might have told me.
I'm telling you now. The surveyor will be there in the morning, poking about in the thatch and sticking his fingers in the sockets.
I don't think they go quite that far.
No? Anyway, once he's been, we'll know if Honeysuckle Cottage really is as pretty as it looks, or if it's a useless heap of woodworm and deathwatch beetle.
Oh, I hope not. I so want everything to be all right.
And you've really got your heart set on it, haven't you?
Yes, I have. What was that for?
I love it when you get all determined.
Oh, I'm not about determined. I'm just sure it's the right thing for us.
I'm sure it is, too.
Oh, look, I don't want to go, but I'm going to have to.
Yeah. It's gone 2 o'clock. Oh, and you'd better see if there's any more news about William. That was a terrifying experience he had.
Yeah, these poachers sound like a particularly nasty lot.
He gave the police their registration. Maybe they've caught up with them by now.
I hope so. If they come after our deer, well, that's something else to worry about.
Well, don't start yet. What did you say you were doing this afternoon?
Laying some hardcore down the track. It's got to be done.
Sounds suitably active.
No, not really. There's not much shoveling involved. The tractor and roller does most of the work.
At least you get to burn off some of your lunch. I don't know what I'm going to do for some exercise.
Well, you might as well stay in Ambridge now, as we've got Dad's birthday due tonight.
I guess so.
Why don't you go for a walk? Oh. Hayden Bear is still looking beautiful.
I could.
Or see if Shula's got a group going out for a hack. That'd be even nicer.
Possibly, yeah.
Anyway, look, I've got to go. Look, Mum's bound to be in this afternoon if you're really stuck.
Don't you worry about me. I'll amuse myself.
You do that. See you later.
Okay, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye. Search J.
I can't believe you haven't wrapped Dad's present yet.
Can you hold this end down for me, please, Alison?
Come on.
Hey, don't get crumbs everywhere.
Do you want to help or not?
Yes. Might have had the chance earlier if Derek Fletcher hadn't rung me up ranting on.
What did he want?
Oh, he's very miffed. There isn't a section on Glebelands on the website.
Oh, please.
He says I've detailed several other properties fronting the green. Why the blatant discrimination?
Because Glebelands is attacking Nouveau Riche monstrosity, perhaps.
Oh, I can hardly tell him that. Here, darling, sign your father's card.
Oh, okay. Doesn't he get one just from you?
What? Oh, no, I thought it'd be nice for him to have one from all of us this year. His whole family. Oh,
whatever. So we're all giving him his prezzies this evening?
Yes, when Simon and Debbie are here.
Oh, good. Simon can help me with my English.
Oh, yes, that's the point. Hadn't you better start your prep?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll just get a drink.
Come in.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, William.
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
Do you want a can of something?
No, tar very much. Sorry to bother you. Is Mr. Aldrich about?
Oh, he's out on the farm somewhere. Your best bet to try his mobile.
I just did. It's engaged. I thought I'd try the house on the off chance.
Well, sit down and wait.
No, I've got to get on. I'll see if I can find him.
Debbie's out laying some hardcore somewhere. She might have a better idea.
Thanks.
Is it about last night?
Yeah, sort of.
That must have been so scary.
Well, you know.
Can I give Brian a message?
No, I think I'd better tell him myself.
Sounds serious.
I hope not. Thanks, then.
Well, I hope you find him.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, he is so fit.
Alice, he's years older than you.
So?
And he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, perhaps I should just go after Ed.
Hi, it's me again. Look, Siobhan, you're obviously busy with Rory. Hope everything's all right. Look, I'm sorry I haven't been able to get over yet today. I'm still going to try and dash over later, even if it's only for half an hour. It's killing me not seeing you both. Give Rory a kiss from me. And I'll see you later, I hope. Love to you both. Bye.
Dad?
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Jeff's gone back for some more hardcore. Thought I'd have a break.
How's it going?
Yeah, fine. We'll only get one more load done before dark, though.
You can finish it tomorrow.
Yeah. I've got to knock off early anyway. Tart myself up for your birthday supper.
Oh, that.
You'll be wearing your smart new tie, of course.
Sorry?
Oh, no, well, surely Mum's given you her present.
No, no, she's decided this will be a great gift-giving this evening. In the bosom of my family.
That'll be nice.
Yes. Anyway, I've just got to shoot off to Felbisham for a couple of hours.
What? What for?
Oh, well, that was the accountant on the phone, isn't it, about my pension.
But you'll be cutting it a bit fine, won't you? Mum wants us there for a drink at six.
Well, no, not if I get off now.
The traffic will be awful. You better not be late. She'll be livid.
Mr. Aldred?
Oh, William, hello.
Oh, I've been looking all over.
You heard any more from the police?
Yeah, I have. You know, they have been this morning to give a statement.
Yeah, well, it was just routine, wasn't it?
Well, they seem pretty interested.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to
imply. Have the police traced the van yet?
Yeah, and the thing is, they want me to go back tomorrow and give a more detailed statement.
Why?
Well, they traced them, right, but they're forgetting about the poaching, and they're doing them on some firearms charge.
Firearms?
Yeah, they found a rifle, a 2-2.
Oh, nasty.
Oh, William.
Yeah, anyway, I told the police, like, we've got to shoot tomorrow and everything, but...
Oh, great. So Greg's got to manage on his own.
I shouldn't be at the station very long.
Terrific. And it's this new syndicate we're really trying to impress.
Oh, I know. You're coming out with them, aren't you, Mr. Aldridge?
I plan to, yes.
Are they shooting through or stopping for lunch? Because maybe I could try and dash into Portsmouth
to them. They want a 300-bird day. We may have to have a total rethink about how we do things. Where's Greg now?
Over Aidenwood picking out.
Oh, it's probably best if I go and see him face to face. Try and sort this out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Aldridge.
It's not your fault. You didn't ask to meet up with this bunch of roughnecks.
No.
I'll see you later, Debbie.
Dad, you're not going to publish him now, are you?
No, not today. I've given up on that one.
I didn't know Brian was into Ms. Dynamite.
He's not. But guess who is?
I'm only trying to groove him up a bit.
Groove him up?
Yes, you're a pretty ancient parent for someone my age.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sophie's dad's still in his 30s.
Oh, just? Anyway, age has got nothing to do with it.
Exactly. Who wants a top-up?
Yeah.
Your father should be doing this. How long can it take him to put on a new tie?
Yeah, he's probably still trying to sort out the order of drives for tomorrow.
I have to say, William's come out of this business kind of heroic.
Heroic?
He was being all modest about it, but basically, he startled these guys who'd got a gun. And that's what they must have used to take the deer out.
Oh, goodness.
Whoa.
All he's bothered about is that Emma doesn't get dragged into it. I don't think she will. She didn't see anything, and they'll have a full witness statement from William.
Still sure you want to move out here, Debbie? Sounds like bandit country to me.
Oh, yes, Mum, I didn't tell you. Mm-hmm. The survey's being done tomorrow.
Good. Things are progressing, then.
No, I can't wait. We could be in by Christmas.
Which is about when we'll get our supper. Where is Dad?
Yes, he is too bad. Will you go and find him, Alice?
OK. Dad!
Alice!
Dad!
Oh, I'll go and put the starters together.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks, darling. I'm sorry to leave you on your own, son.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll just sit and enjoy the moment. I had quite a tiring afternoon.
Oh, dear, you never did tell me what you got up to.
Aha! I'm saving it for later.
Very mysterious. So, what are we having, Mum?
Oh, warm salad to start, and then venison.
Lovely.
I've just got to stir-fry the prawns.
Are you all right, Mum?
Me? Yes, of course.
Are you sure? You seemed a bit uptight on Sunday.
No, I'm fine. Well, I've got a bit of a headache.
You'll have to tell Dad to buy better champagne.
No, oh, I've had it all day.
Poor you.
Yes, I think it's this wretched website.
The website?
People are such miseries. You'd think they'd be pleased to have a site which tells them so much about the village, but all I get is carping and criticism.
Who from?
Oh, everyone. Some of it's fair enough, I suppose. People coming up with ideas for new links and so on. But they don't seem to realise how much work it is.
Yeah, that's the thing about a website. You've got to be constantly updating it.
Well, I can't be. I've got other more important things to think about.
Yeah, okay, but it doesn't have to be just your responsibility, does it?
How do you mean?
Well, as you say, the site's about the village. If these people who keep badgering you about it are so interested, well, you get together a sort of committee and share the work.
Oh, I see.
Make it a proper village website.
Well, it's a thought.
Look, Mum, I know it'd mean losing control of it a bit, but it's too much for one person.
Yes, you're right.
And you'd always know it was your baby, really.
Yes.
Like you say, it's not as if you haven't got plenty of other stuff going on in your life.
No, that's true.
The tie's very nice, Brian. Those pheasants are incredibly realistic.
Yeah.
And the gundog poking his nose.
I'm sorry, I can't stand any more of this music.
I'm sure you'll find Alice will be delighted to keep it in her collection.
I'm sure she will.
By the way, I've been meaning to thank you.
Thank me?
For your generous subsidy on Honeysuckle Cottage.
Oh, that. Look, Simon, let's be clear about one thing. I've done it for Debbie, not for you. And frankly, I think it's pretty poor that someone of your age and your situation can't manage to fund their own house purchase.
Huh. So it's not hush money, then?
Oh, you got a nerve.
And of course, there's no benefit whatever to Siobhan if the house sale goes through.
I've told you, I'm doing this for Debbie.
Oh, of course you are. Well, we'll just have to hope the survey goes well tomorrow. For Debbie's sake.
I don't see why it shouldn't.
Mm-mm. Though, of course, if it did throw up any problems, we'd have to reduce our offer. Which would be good for you, because then we wouldn't need such a big cash injection. But on the other hand,
really
it'd be a shame for Siobhan if she didn't get the most out of the place.
What Siobhan Hathaway gets out of the deal is nothing to do with me.
Oh, come on. It's a bit of a conundrum for you, isn't it? But, hey, life's full of them. Happy birthday, Brian.
Clary and Betty are getting ready for Christmas.
So, William had to go and give the police another statement, then?
Yeah, this morning. Brian Aldridge weren't too pleased. They've got a big shoot on.
I don't suppose it was William's choice, was it? Well, mind these, Clary. Some of these are a bit sharp.
Ta, Betty. How are we getting on?
Well, this outhouse is bigger than I thought. Can't see the back wall yet.
I don't know how Eddie does it. Every year he finds me something really lovely to do on our anniversary.
Oh, is it today?
21 years.
Never.
Last year it was serving soup on his blimmin' ghost walk, and still I never learn.
Oh, but you have had a present, though.
Later, he said. I ain't holding me breath.
I say, could you help me with these, Clary? It's the old scales from the Pick Your Own.
Yeah, give them here. Oh, what a weight.
I know, mind your back.
There. Oh, dear. Hey, Betty, about these Christmas cakes. Now, I thought I'd give Christine Barford a ring later, see if we can't get the village hall over the weekend.
Yeah, it'd be much easier doing them there.
It is stir-up Sunday coming up, and we'll be open the week after.
Oh, don't remind me. Oh, look, there's a couple of pretzels here.
Brilliant, let's have them out.
Need any help?
Hello, Mr. Archer.
Oh, yeah, look, let me.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
No, I've got it. What's all this in aid of?
It's this Christmas thing we're having.
Oh, yes. The Grundy world of Christmas.
Tuckerland.
Yeah, and this is going to be Joe's Santa's Grotto.
Well, I'm here about Christmas, actually. My carols by candlelight.
Ooh, that sounds a lovely idea.
It will be if I can get enough singers. Can I interest you in coming along?
Oh, I'd love to, Mr. Archer, but I just haven't got the time.
Me neither, I don't think, sorry.
But Brenda might be interested. She's got a nice voice.
Oh, well, that'd be marvellous if you'd ask her. But tell you the truth, it's really men I'm after. How about Roy or Mike?
Oh, I don't
or
think
Eddie,
Mike...
William, what about Ed? He did that beautiful solo once at Christmas.
Oh, that were a long time ago. I don't think you'd want him belting out Hark the Herald now.
You must know...
Eddie, I haven't a clue.
Oh, come on, Ruth. How much was Father Christmas at Underwood's last year?
I can't remember. I think Jill took them.
Do you think £2.50 sounds about right? Or could we get away with three?
I don't know. Oh, this wretched thing!
Do you want me to rod it for you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
OK.
Hello.
Oh, how do you, Mr. Archer?
Now, how do you feel about making a joyful noise, Eddie?
You what?
My carols by candlelight. I'm looking for male voices.
Oh, I'd love to. But I'm way too busy this year. Yeah. It's the Grundy world of Christmas, see?
Yes, I've just come from Willow Farm.
How are they getting on with the shed?
Oh, making progress, I think.
Oh, great. I'd better get over there. If you had any ideas, Ruth, you know where I am.
Right.
See ya.
Bye. Can I do that for you, Ruth?
I'm fine.
Stuck in the bend, is it?
Yeah.
Always was a horror, this drain. I remember... Oh, Ruth. Yeah. Oh, Ruth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shh. Don't be.
Oh, I've got to pull myself together.
Oh, Ruth, come on. Here, have my hanky.
Thanks. Oh, it's just... Everything just seems so pointless. Everything I do every day, I just can't believe. I can't believe I'm just supposed to carry on as if nothing's happened. And that when it was happening, I had no idea. That I was, cutting some bread or changing Ben's nappy. I didn't know. I had no idea. I should have known. I should have felt something. He was me dad. And now it's going to be Christmas, and we've got to go through all that with our tree and the presents, and we've got to do it for the kids. And Mum's so lonely, and... Oh, Phil, I just don't know what to do.
Oh, Ruth, love.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Stop apologising.
Okay.
There's a poem, you know, Auden. He wrote it just before the war.
Yeah.
About suffering. Well, that's how it starts. About suffering, they were never wrong, the old masters. He was looking at a painting in the gallery.
Right.
And he goes on to say something about... Well, I can't remember it word for word, but it's what you were saying, how you'd think when something dreadful's happening, we'd all realise it and the world would stop.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
No.
He says it happens, I don't know, it's something like while someone else is eating or opening a window or just walking dully along.
Exactly.
You see, his point was a bit different. In certain circumstances, we ought to take a bit more notice of what's going on. But as for your dad, Ruth, if you hadn't cut that bread and changed that nappy... Sadly, it wouldn't have made any difference. His heart was always going to give out. And now, I mean, doing all the everyday stuff doesn't mean you don't care about him. And the thing is, it's the carrying on that gets you through.
Maybe.
No, it is. Believe me. Or ask Shula.
Oh, I suppose so. Yeah, I'll have to wash this for you.
No, that's all right. You hang on to it.
Okay. It's supposed to be that meeting of the milk producer group tonight.
What do you mean, supposed?
I wasn't going to go.
Oh.
I was thinking, what's the point?
Well, it's your decision.
But then, it seems a shame... I've gone to the bother of getting myself nominated for the chair and everything.
Yes, it is rather.
Anyway, I'll think about it.
So, he went over Felpersham to see her.
Kent and Archer went to see Siobhan.
Yeah, said he had to. He wants to start a book on who the kid's father is.
Oh, trust him.
I thought it was that German bloke she was supposed to have been carrying on with.
Yeah, well, according to Kenton, there's him, Greg Turner...
Rubbish.
...Neville Booth...
Mr. Booth, do me a favour.
Okay, rank outsider, but I mean, if you like long odds...
How's this book going to work? We'll never know who the father is, will we?
Well, that's why Kenton wanted to see the baby. See if he could spot any resemblance. Now, who else did he say was in the frame? Oh, yeah. Simon Gerrard.
Oh, well, he's trouble, that one, but as for being the father...
Yeah. Anyway, the kid did remind him of someone.
Oh, who?
That chef bloke off the telly with the spiky hair.
Oh, that's it, I see.
You can talk. Where have you been?
I have been thinking of ways for us to make our fortune. Light of my life.
Ooh, Clary.
How much have you spent? What's in there?
Wait and see. Now, close your eyes, all of you.
What for?
Go on. And you, Mike.
Hey?
No pee-pee. Now, where's your nearest plug socket?
By the kettle.
Oh, right. No peeping.
Hurry up.
Okay. Ta-da!
What the...
Looked fantastic on your roof, wouldn't it?
A flashing Father Christmas?
Yeah, and if you position it right, it looks like he's making to climb down the chimney.
But you'll be able to see it for miles.
Exactly. Advertisement.
Here, are you sure we don't need planning permission?
Oh, don't be daft. And, in case you thought we'd forgotten, I've got your anniversary present in here somewhere.
Oh, I'll take the one as a reindeer with a shiny nose.
Nice thinking, Mike. I'll look out for one of them. Here we are. Close your eyes, Clary.
Oh, not that again. Just give it to you.
All right. Happy anniversary, love.
This is what I get for being married to you for 21 years.
Good, eh? I'd already got the mould. All I did was paint it up. Well, that's why you couldn't have it this morning. It wasn't quite dry.
Eddie, a mooning gnome is one thing, but a mooning Father Christmas...
is a stroke of genius. Mega seller or what?
Oh, I've seen it all now.
And you've got the first one, Clary. An original. I ought to sign it for you.
More tea, anyone?
I'm home.
In here, Ruth. Let's ask your mum, shall we, Pip?
Where's David?
Oh, Josh woke up. He's reading him a story.
Oh, and you are still up.
Granddad wants me to do a solo.
At the carol concert? Great.
I'm scared.
Oh, come on, you'll be fine. Granddad wouldn't ask you if he didn't think you could do it.
Oh, OK, then I will.
Good girl.
Can I go and get a drink?
Of course you can. And then bed.
OK, then.
I don't want to put her under any pressure, but... I've got to make the best of the performers I've got.
She's only putting it on. She loves the limelight.
Perhaps she gets it from her mother. Come on, then. Tell me about your meeting. Did you get the chairmanship?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well done. Many others standing?
No, unopposed.
Oh, it's a jolly good thing you went, then.
Yeah. Of course, I've got to do the job now. But it's going to be really interesting.
Good.
There's a meeting of the National Council I've got to go to.
Well, it's no use harking back, of course, but if we dairy farmers hadn't missed our chance back in 94, deregulation...
We'd have more of a stake in the processing.
And the profits from it.
Well, that's where we're starting from. Raising the money to buy into the processing industry, direct a bit of the added value back to the producers.
Where it belongs.
I'm going to bed now.
Oh, night-night, pet. What did you have for your tea?
Dad made boiled eggs.
Oh, lovely.
They're okay. But you know who made the best eggs ever?
No.
You remember? April Fool. The ones Grandpa Solly and Josh made. They were empty shells.
He did the same thing for me, you know, when I was a little girl.
Did he?
Yeah. He was a joker, wasn't he, your Grandpa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oliver has fences to mend.
Never stops, does it?
Oh, morning, Brian. Somewhere, sometime, there's always a fence to mend.
I never thought you'd have had Ed Grundy doing that sort of thing for you by now, Oliver.
It's tempting. But I'm trying to resist taking on full time, otherwise I'd never get off my backside.
Well, I'm glad to say I'm leaving the troops in charge of Home Farm this morning.
Oh, you've got no such qualms, then.
Do you mind? I've had a pig of a week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
I heard him being beggared about by William yesterday.
Well, he had to go into the police station again, didn't he? Yeah, Ed was saying.
Yes. Just when we had a new shooting syndicate booked in for the day.
Ah. Tricky.
It was. I had to haul George in to help.
Well, what's the upshot? With the police, I mean?
They've charged these blokes for unlawful possession of a firearm. Promptly bailed them. Usual story.
Oh, God, I'm getting too old for this.
Well, I'd stay and help, but I'm due in Felbersham, I'm afraid.
Huh? Business or pleasure?
Well, a bit of both. There's a load more bump arrived from Hungary that needs translating.
Oh, yes. Siobhan Hathaway used to get that done for you, didn't she?
She gave me a contact at her agency, that's all. I've got to drop it in there.
How is she, I wonder?
Siobhan?
I gather she's had the baby.
Yes.
I was in the shop earlier. There was a lot of rather overheated speculation about who the father is.
Really? Anyone I know?
No, just gossip and conjecture. Hasn't the poor woman got enough to contend with?
Yes, she has.
They must be in touch with her at the agency. They asked them to pass on my regards, will you?
Yes, of course. Yes, thanks, Oliver. I'm sure she'll appreciate it.
Oh.
Morning, Caroline.
Morning.
I'll leave you to it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Cheerio. Nice morning for a ride.
Oh, Oliver. Don't go all formal on me. Can I talk to you?
So, not only has he got Daniel downloading music at all hours, he's loaded interactive blackjack and baccarat onto the computer when they thought he was doing his business plan.
Classic, Kent.
Alistair was livid. He got so indignant just telling me he could hardly fit his syringe together.
I did try to warn him.
Can I have the new one, please?
Yeah. There you go.
Thanks. Anyway, the good news is the famous business plan is actually finished.
Yeah, and chief executives from here to Manhattan are shaking in their shoes.
No, now be fair. Lucia's agreed to have a look at it. You give it to Shiv.
Well, I don't know why. Ruth already told it to steer well clear.
She's a lawyer, David. Don't worry. I'm sure she's left herself a get-out clause.
I hope so. Hey, but if Usha's got money to throw around, perhaps you'd like to invest in Hassett Hills.
Yeah, why not?
Although, with all the work you've been doing lately on promoting it...
Yeah. Thanks for those restaurant contacts from Tom.
Were they any good?
Yeah, I'm going to see a couple today, actually. In Felbersham.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for doing all this, Debbie.
Oh, that's OK. I'm enjoying it. And there are a few compensations.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought tapas and a glass of wine at one, coffee and dessert at the other.
Well, I see.
Well, I've got to make sure they're the sort of places where we want our lamb on the menu, haven't I?
If you say so.
And one of them's round the corner from the uni, so I might even take Simon along, if he's lucky.
Here's your coffee.
Thanks.
Now, what's all this about, eh?
Did you go to Italian on Monday?
Oh, I thought we weren't doing small talk.
It's not.
Oh. Well, yes, I did, actually.
I see.
But I didn't enjoy it.
No?
It wasn't the same without you. Look, Caroline, I haven't been in touch because... Well, after last week, I thought that... Well, perhaps you needed your space. I know you're very busy at work this time of year.
If you think I've been snappy because of work, that's not the reason.
Well, tell me what it is, then. I can't believe it's all this nonsense about Cosima. You know there's nothing in that.
Yes. I was just being silly.
So? What is it? Come on, tell me.
It's about us.
Us?
I mean, where are we going, Oliver? We get on very well. We share so many of the same interests. But are we going anywhere with it? Or are we just going to go on like this forever?
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry. I've had time to think about it. I know I've sprung it on you.
No, not at all. I've wondered the same thing myself.
Have you?
Yes. To be honest, I might have, well, tried to force the pace a bit more, but I didn't think that was what you wanted.
Oh.
Well, after you told me off last year for crowding you, I thought I'd better hang back, you know?
I wish I'd never said that.
You're used to a lot of independence, and I accept that.
But it's a barrier.
Not an insurmountable one. Not to me.
Oh, Oliver.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do love you. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I love you very much.
There you are, then.
I don't want to lose you.
You won't. Just tell me what you want.
I don't want anything. I just wanted to hear you say it.
So, are we going to go on like this forever?
Well, how about we stay like it just for now?
He's changed so much.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. On Tuesday, he still had that curled-up look. Now he's sort of unfurling.
It's very poetic. Oh, thank you for these.
It's all right.
He likes being held. Elizabeth says he's going to get too used to it.
Well, I'm not going to put Rory down for anyone. I love holding him.
I'm the same. I sit and stare at him and I just drift off somewhere.
I wish I could have got over here again sooner.
It's okay. Sounds like you had a bit of a week.
Yeah, just a bit.
Your birthday and everything. Sorry I didn't get you a present.
Present? Don't you think this little one's enough?
I know. Oh. It's mad, you know. I haven't been out except to put the pram in the garden.
You've had some visitors, though.
Mm-hmm. Plenty. Too many.
Huh?
The health visitor is still coming every day. So's Elizabeth. She's been fantastic.
Good.
And I've had Nigel round. Mm. And then Jill came. And then Kenton.
Kenton?
At least he was dressed for once.
The hell was he doing here?
Oh, you know. He just wanted to see if he could spot who the father is.
What?
Elizabeth tipped me off.
Oh, that little...
Ah, forget it, Brian. He's not going to find out from looking at you. Is he, Rory, my pet? Because you look like you.
He looks like his beautiful mother.
He's got the Donovan nose, all right.
Oh. He's just unbelievable, Siobhan. I can't believe we made him.
Or me. 8 days old, and I still can't believe it.
8 days?
I know.
I'd do anything for him. I will do everything for him that I can.
Yes.
I'm in it, Siobhan. Everything I can.
Oh, that's so frustrating. His line was engaged earlier and now he's gone out.
This your surveyor bloke?
Yeah. The survey's not typed up yet, but they said if I rang, he might be able to tell me informally what he thought of Honeysuckle.
Hasn't he got a mobile?
Yeah, but he's gone down to Faircastle. You can never get a signal there.
Well, he's not going to be there all day, is he?
No. To know now.
Well, you can't.
David, I know that. Stop being so male about it.
You can ring him in a bit. Here, have a look at this.
Shove up a bit then.
It's that website I was telling you about.
Hmm?
You know the people in Devon who do the beef and lamb by mail order?
Oh, we're not going to have to start that, are we?
No, but look at their site, Debbie. Makes ours look a bit primitive.
Oh, you're right. And to think I was lecturing Mum the other night on how to keep a website up to date.
Ours was fine when we started, but apart from adding to our list of outlets, we haven't done much with it.
No. Great. Something else to do?
Well, not by you.
Oh, I see. Not good enough for you now, am I? I suppose you want to bring in some arty college graduate to snazz it up, huh?
I did have someone in mind, actually.
Oh, who?
Ruth.
Ruth?
I think it'd do her good. You know, she needs stuff at the moment to take her mind off her dad.
Yeah, of course.
I thought this would be something she could really get into.
Yeah, well, tell her to feel free.
Great.
Well, I have to go. I've got to be at that restaurant.
Okay. Shall I close this down?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. I'll try the surveyor again in the car. Oh, I hope it's good news. Then I'll have two reasons for surprising Simon with lunch.
Oh, what's the other one?
Duh. I love him, stupid.
Come in.
Surprise.
Jeanette.
Well, hello to you, too. Is that what passes for a friendly welcome in the world of French-Canadian literature?
Sorry, I was just surprised.
Well, that was the idea.
Hey, isn't this a little risky?
My husband works here. Isn't a devoted wife allowed to come and see her husband?
If you were a devoted wife.
Oh, Simon, I've just picked up his tux from the cleaners and brought it in along with his shirt and bow tie so he won't have to rush home and change before his dinner. Now, isn't that devoted?
It might be if you didn't have an ulterior motive.
As in?
You might not want him coming home to change tonight because you just might. And I'm surmising here, you just might be entertaining a lover around 6 o'clock.
Well, I might if that lover started to show a bit of enthusiasm.
Oh, now what about Wednesday? We managed to get together.
Ah, well, That was your mistake. It reminded me of just how good you are. Oh, which is why I can't wait until this evening. Oh,
you're saying all the right things.
Oh, you do all the right things.
Oh, no, wait. Look, it's lunchtime. I don't want any of my students walking in on it.
Come on, it'll do them good. I bet they think they have all the fun.
Let alone Sandy. Just let me lock the door.
No, come here. Oh, Simon.
Simon, I've spoken to...
Debbie.
You bastard. You lying, hypocritical bastard. You promised me. You said it'd be different. You said you loved me.
I've just done it.
Don't you speak to me. Don't you dare. Don't you even speak to me. How dare you? You have had your chance. How could you? I hate you. I hate you. It was all lies. All of it. I hate you. God, it is over. I don't ever want to see you again.
Oh, my word. Wow. You probably know that this weekend is Stir Up Sunday. Stir up in more ways than one in Ambridge, I think. Listen in just after seven. The Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davies, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.